Welcome to Dream Business Radio, the place to create your dream business now. Get ready for some inspiration, some encouragement, some proven business building strategies, and a couple of new ideas
that you haven't even thought of.
It's time to leave Slow and Steady as She Goes to the other entrepreneurs, because this program is all about speed and fast results. And now, broadcasting from his floating home somewhere in the Atlantic Ocean, the dream business coach himself, Jim Palmer.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another fantastic live episode of Dream Business Radio. I'm your host, Captain Jim Palmer, the Dream Business Coach, and I'm coming to you today from the shores of beautiful Wind Creek State Park in Alabama. This is episode 600. Wow, what a great number. And I have a very special guest today, Carrie Patterson. Carrie, how are you doing today?
Good. I'm doing good. How are you doing, Jim?
Oh, I'm doing great. And, you know, you and I were talking earlier today and then yesterday. And so, but I'm very excited to introduce you to my audience. You've got such an amazing story. And what I'm going to skip all my usual, get my books and all that stuff. I'm going to read your bio, but done a lot of research on you. I frankly can't believe all the stuff you've done. So I'm going to read your bio in case I don't get this going in the interview, and then we'll jump in. Okay. That sound like a plan?
Sounds good.
Okay. So after graduating, here we go. After graduating from aesthetics in 2003, Carrie developed a strong interest in the medical aspect of the industry, and she started working as an intern at Surface Medical Spa in Layton, Utah, and as an intern, I already read that part, in Layton, Utah. And just 1 month after that, she was hired full-time, eventually becoming the manager of the spa. Carrie realized her passion for teaching and decided to become an instructor. She did this in the evenings while her husband pursued his graduate studies. When her husband graduated, they moved to Burlington, Iowa. Wow, what a change from Utah. And this was the birthplace, I believe, of Carrie's entrepreneurial journey. She started her business by partnering with a friend in a shared space. Carrie was, she was a massage therapist, and Carrie was the esthetician. Oh my gosh, I've been saying it right for so long. That was pretty good. Yep. Her business quickly became successful, and she began investing in learning and branding and marketing and the overall growth of business. And as that continued, she started hiring staff, and Carrie was determined to become the best leader she could. I think intuitively, but then little did she know how much that would help her grow, which is certainly a big part of her story. And she eventually flourished and started renovating a 4,000 square foot building with a downtown grant. Man, I got so much to ask you. And here's the cool part. After 8 years, 8 years after she started, she had multiple staff, employees, this building all completely renovated, doing big dollars. Really generating, as I understand it, about 24% annual profit for several years, which is far above the national average. And then in 8 years, Carrie got an offer she couldn't refuse, and she sold the business and set out to retire at only 38 years old. That was in your bio. I don't think I'm divulging anything there. Anyway, as I like to think about it, a few months after that, Carrie's entrepreneurial roots just kicked in. So I can't sit still now for what, 30, 40, 50 years. So she figured out that she wants to start a coaching program and guide other estheticians on how they can help grow their business. So anyway, that's a very long bio, but I needed to get all that out, Carrie. Welcome again to Dream Business Radio.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for having me. And I'm so excited that I'm your 600, you know.
I know. It just happened to be that. It's a huge interview milestone. Yeah. So I want to start. I've been told time and time again from my audience that they love not only learning strategies, tactics, and great marketing, but they also love the backstories because they like to be inspired. Everybody is in a certain place in their business, and we all benefit from those who have kind of gone before us, if you will, and accomplished success, and therefore can be an inspiration to others. So tell a little bit of your backstory. Did you have entrepreneurial roots, grandparents, parents? Did they show you that side of earning a living, or was that all, were you like a first generation entrepreneur?
No, I was just a first generation entrepreneur. I actually knew nothing about business. I didn't even have like a big aspiration to get into business. I kind of wound into it just by accident. I met a girl, Susan, you kind of talked about in the bio. She was a massage therapist and she was like, hey, do you want to open a business together? And I was a sucker. At the time, I didn't know how to say no. Yes, now mm-hmm. I can say no all the time. But at the time, I couldn't say no. And so I was like, yeah, okay, sure. And so I didn't even know what I was getting myself into. It just became a really big journey that I really enjoyed and love and I'm passionate about. So,
you know, yeah. If you interview enough successful entrepreneurs, they will tell you that if I knew then what I know now, I never would have started. So sometimes having some naivete, if you will, and just saying yes and doing things, maybe that was like the best course of action for you.
Yes. Yeah, totally. I agree. I think, you know, entrepreneurship is very much like being put in a, you know, pressure cooker all the time. You're always under pressure and you don't know it until you get into it. So had I known all of that, I still think I probably would have done it because of how much I grew personally and the person that I was able to turn myself into from mm-hmm. going through all of the hard challenges. And I really like entrepreneurship.
What were some of the first steps in building your aesthetics business? So you had a shared space and you actually shared the shared space, right, with a massage therapist. And what were some of the early things that you did to get yourself known and to get clients or patients, I guess you might call them?
Yeah. So we started off with a big, I think when a lot of people go off on their own, they think they're too small to mm-hmm. like do a big grand opening and things. We started big. We're like, yeah, let's have a grand opening. You know, all the big, but the big spas, they all have menus. Let's get menus for us, even though we didn't. Like we were just a small little guy, you know? Mm-hmm. So we just thought on a really grand, bigger vision when we opened. And I think that's what really led us to success is doing the bigger things and not keeping a small mindset, but like looking at the bigger guys as inspiration for what I need to do.
That's awesome. You know, my mentor, Dan Kennedy, said, you want to start running your business, even in the early years, like it's going to be in the later years big. He said, it doesn't mean like if you're going to do direct mail, doesn't mean you're automatically going to jump in and mail 10,000 pieces. He say, get a roll of stamps and mail 50, but start operating your business on the same principles that that's going to take it to higher places. In other words, you don't start and then, oh, when I get here, I'll finally do this. And then when I get here, I'll finally do this. Cause that never happens. Right. So you started big and started doing some creative marketing. Yes. What were some of the challenges that you faced early on before you started hiring people?
The biggest challenge I had before I started hiring people was actually boundaries. I wanted clients and I wanted to give the best service ever. And so I couldn't say no to clients. I just wanted to give them everything. And so it really took a toll on me. It took a toll on my marriage because, you know, on Sundays, a client would be like, can you get me in? And I'm like, yeah, absolutely. And so I would go in on a Sunday to work. Oh. And so I think my biggest problem early on was learning how to set boundaries of like what I should be doing, what I shouldn't be doing, and to really lead my business with like my values and principles from the very beginning.
Yeah. Lee Miltier, a great mindset coach, she said, everybody knows you got to operate in integrity, but she says you have to operate in integrity with yourself. So if you're saying I'm not seeing clients on Sunday, or I'm going to be home by 6 o'clock, whatever that is, then you need to honor those things. Otherwise, as you say, you're going to run yourself ragged and potentially damage relationships. How important was your initial location to your success, Carrie?
That's a very interesting that you asked that, Jim, because my location was the least desirable location in the world. I was like in a basement of a really old, dingy building. Like it was extremely hard to find. But my service and what I offered, the value was so extremely high that it didn't matter my location at the beginning. And so I think it's so important for people to start small and grow from there. Like hone in on the skills that are going to really help other people out. And once you really develop that, it will just, it's like a snowball. It just continues to grow and you get more clients and then you get to move into a more desirable space, a desirable location.
So many of the people that I interview, they've been in business like 20 years, 15 years. So you, your total journey so far in the business we're talking about was 8 years. So at what point did you start bringing on a team? And then, as I read, you really liked the leadership role. You saw the value of it to your business. When did that happen? Because at some point, 8 years later, you sold and that was it. So what was the time frame from when you opened and you're in the basement of this place, you're starting to do some marketing, giving great service? When did you decide that you need to hire other people?
Yes. So I decided within the first year to hire my first person. It was a virtual assistant because I couldn't put the boundaries in place for myself. And I needed someone else. Like I didn't know what I was doing at the time, but what I was really doing was hiring outside of my working genius. And so I couldn't say no. So I needed somebody else who could say no. So the first person I hired was a virtual receptionist, and I was a year in, and her job was to book my appointments and to hold the lines of when I could work and when I couldn't work. And then from there, I started bringing on employees. And I mean, I did not know how to manage at all when I started. I was so passive. It was a disaster. It was a train wreck, and I absolutely hated it. And then one day I met, you know, one of my mentors, Meg King, and she told me, she's like, Carrie, if you don't like managing, it's because you're doing it all wrong. And I was like, oh I am? And so I was like, okay, well, I got to learn how to do it the right way. And once I learned the right way, like leading people and teams is like the funnest job I think anyone could have in business.
Wow. Not many people say that. What was it? Was there a single turning point that helped you take what she shared with you and like put it into action and almost, and then was it euphoria or was there still a, you know, a learning curve?
Yeah, good question, Jim. So what happened was she told me that my job as the leader is to now help my employees' goals and vision for their goals to come to life. That's what my job was. And I was like, oh, that's all I got to do? And she's like, all you got to do is focus on your employees and helping them reach their goals. You don't need to worry about your clients because your employees will take such good care of your clients if you take such good care of them. And so I was like, okay. And so like, that was like, I don't know, kind of like the key opening the door. And I was like, this is great. And so every day, like I went in and I was like, how much money do you want to make? Let's make you that money. What do you want? Like you want that car, you want that Gucci belt. What do you want? And my goal just became how to create their everything that they wanted to come to life. And it made them work harder. It made them happier in their work. It made our culture thrive. It was just, it's an incredible experience.
Wow, that is so interesting. So, you know, the typical entrepreneur starting out, obviously you have your skill set. That's what you start your business on. So you being an esthetician, and then you start learning marketing. Then you started learning team. Like at some point, the entrepreneur has got all these different hats, including driving revenue, by the way. And it sounds like you were focused so intently on your team. And that was one of the turning points to your growth.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Yes. Yeah. If I could offer any advice, it's focus on your team, because they want to make money, and them making money in return makes you money. And so honestly, I live by the saying, and it was like all over in my business. It was, if you want to go fast, go alone. But if you want to go further, go as a team. So like the more successful everyone is around me, I'm going to be successful. And they feel the same way too. So.
Wow. It sounds so good. And even on paper, if you're reading the book, it sounds good, but it just seems very hard to put into practice, you know, because you tend to have some fires need to be put out. You've got rent to be paid. And it, you know, I'm sure, you know, I'm oversimplifying what you're sharing. I'm sure you spent a considerable amount of time on marketing and all the other things, right? I mean, you didn't become like just the HR specialist.
No. Yeah. No, it all comes down to like having systems and running profitable systems. And that's kind of what I went into developing. Is I decided, you know, I have all this knowledge from what I did, and what I want to do is I want to give it to other estheticians, and all they have to do is follow the simple processes. And that's really what I teach in my mastermind, my VIP coaching, is all the systems that they need to follow to help with that.
Nice. So let's talk a little bit about marketing, because I have a feeling you've got some good marketing chops. I mean, you talked about having that menu, kind of like a restaurant menu of your services. Yeah. When you started your practice, do you call it a practice or a business? The esthetician business, or?
I call it a practice. Yeah.
Okay, cool. So when you started that, how much did you focus, in addition to being the team, you know, the leader, et cetera, how much did you focus on marketing? What was bringing in additional clients? I'm sure there's a lot of referrals, right? Because if you had a great team and the clients are loving their service, they're referring you. But you tell me about some of the other marketing you eventually started doing.
Yes, I had to learn how to actually run a profitable promotion, mm-hmm. where a lot of people, when they run their promotions, they're just like discount 20% off if you come in today, where there is actually a system behind running a profitable promotion, where if you know your numbers, and let's say your rebookings are 50%, then we want to increase our bookings, because that's going to increase our, you know, bottom line. And so our marketing then would be on how do we increase people to rebook, and what can incentivize them for that. So learning a system that actually works to help generate, you know, profit and move lines upwards, mm-hmm. was a big turning point.
Did you have somebody, how did you learn marketing? Did it kind of come intuitively, or did you study under somebody, or how did you learn that?
Trial and error. Like, okay. At least 4 years I felt heavily. But I and then I just kept learning new things. And really, once I learned how to track my numbers and actually how to read my numbers, then it was like, oh, I can understand how to run a promotion, if that makes
Got
sense.
It. Yeah. So I don't want to miss another important part of your journey. At some point, you decided, I can't function in this basement space that's very hard to find. And then I think you told me you got a grant from the city and started renovating this big old space, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So you have no experience as a general contractor or renovating space. Take us through that in a couple of minutes.
Yes, that was, I just had this vision of, I just always had this vision of having this grand spa. And my husband, every once in a while, would be like, your business isn't going to last. And in my head, it was like, I was going to have this grand spa. So I wanted to have this big, huge building. And I was like, how can I make this happen? And I was talking to another entrepreneur, and they're like, you should look at getting some grants and maybe they can help you with the construction on it. And I was like, that would be so great, because I learned a lot about assets, and I knew I could buy a building. I was just not sure how I would get the money to renovate the building. And so I started researching down. My building was in the downtown, so I was looking for downtown grants to build up main streets. Okay. And I found one, and it was quite the process of filling out so much paperwork and writing your story, but it was the best experience I ever had. It was really empowering when I was able to go into the bank and get that loan by myself. Like, my husband didn't go with me. Like, my husband's always been the one that comes with me, and he makes the money, not me. And there was just something so empowering to be a woman going into this bank and not needing anyone else there. And being able to be like, yeah, I need this loan, and here's my financials. And I still remember the banker, like, looked at my numbers from, like, I just had an event, and he, like, saw how much I made in one night, and he was just like, oh, okay, yep, you shouldn't have a problem. And I was like, that was, like, the best moment of my whole career.
You know? Oh, that's awesome. How much did you bring your team, the people you were hiring now, into this, into the renovation, or was that your vision?
They were part of, I always included them on everything. Of course, I cast a vision, but I definitely get their inputs. I would show them vision boards, and then they would jump on board and be like, yes, that's so good. So casting a vision is so helpful, and involving your teams and growing, it just makes them more committed to their job and being with you for the ride.
So I know, you know, you mentioned already that you have kind of a coaching business, you have some courses, et cetera. I happen to know you're going to be becoming an author soon. We're not going to talk about that just yet, a little soon, but you at some point, oh, I'm skipping ahead. Yeah. Let me table that for a second. Yeah. Keep my questions in order. So at some point, let's fast forward to about 7 to 8 years. What happened in, like, say, year 7? Because I'm sure somebody would just walk in and give you a check. Did you decide this would be a good time to sell? I mean, what brought that on? Because you must have been, man, this is great. I'm going to have a big empire. I know his language you like.
Yeah, no, when it came down to selling, I actually hit a rough spot with my business where I had some employees leave, and it was really devastating. I had a fire, you know, one of my very best friends, you know, and I was really devastated, and I thought it was the end for me, to be honest. And I was like, this is the end. And I had my brother-in-law, he is an entrepreneur. He came in and he was like, you know, Carrie, there's nothing that you can't overcome. You can make this whatever you want. You could sell it if you want to. And I was like, no, I can't sell it. And he's like, you could totally sell it. And I was like, no. But I love that challenge of being like, I don't know, maybe I can. So I was like, okay, well, maybe I'll try. So I ended up listing it just kind of see if I could sell it. And I was shocked. Like I had offers the day of, I had multiple offers up until the closing.
Wow. Just like that.
Yeah. And it was crazy because I didn't think I could do it, but I could.
Wow. And your goal at that point, please don't say the number, but you made enough. You said, I can retire now. I'm 38. I built a big business and I sold it and now I'm good. But at some point you must have been a little restless from sitting around the house, I guess, or taking care of the kids. What started your next journey, which is what we are now with coaching other estheticians?
Yeah. So I was sitting around, and when I sold my business, I wasn't so much sold, or I wasn't so much sad that I, sold my business and it wasn't a, it was gone. I was just so sad that I had like all this knowledge, and I was like, what was the purpose? What was the point of learning all of that? And now I have nothing to do with it. And I love business, and I want, and I saw all these estheticians that they struggle. They love what they do. They're not making enough money. They don't have the clients that they need. But if they just had the right systems and knew how to grow and like what they needed to do, they could be as successful as me, if not more, and that is what gave me my passion. Is I was like, you know what, I didn't go through all of that and learn that, and it's not going to go to waste. I am going to use it, and I'm going to empower other estheticians that they can do exactly what I can do, and they can grow the biggest empire that they want. They could even outgrow me. All they need to do is learn a few systems.
It's so, I'm very impressed with you, by the way, at 38. I don't think I did ha half the kind of intuition or smarts that you have. When I, but at my age, and I look back, I've been coaching for a long time, and I look back, and it wasn't when I started coaching, I thought, well, I'm going to be teaching some of the business stuff I know, or some of the marketing. And little did I know, looking back, it was not only that, but it was all the challenges I went through. Bad money mindset, lots of fears, imposter syndrome, all the stuff that goes into being a new entrepreneur, having overcome all of that and building multiple businesses. That's what made me and makes me a good coach today. And I think that's what you were feeling. It's like, why did I go through all that? And now what do I do with it, more importantly? That sounds like the kind of the revelation you had.
Yes, that's so accurately put. You know exactly what I'm talking about, Jim.
I do. So we have about 2 minutes left. I want to ask you, in full disclosure, Carrie and I are working together. I'm helping. I'm so impressed with her. We just met a couple months ago, and I know she's got a lot to share with in this great planet, and with estheticians. And I think there's a lot of people who could be inspired by her story. So I'm helping her. But one of the things I like to look back on. Is was there a big lesson learned, or I'm sure there's several, but for estheticians who might be just a single operator right now, a solopreneur, so to speak, who do want to grow and build their empire, is there one or two things that you would say to those folks today?
Yes, I think it's so important for you to expose yourself to fear. Fear, everything great is on the opposite end of fear. And most people, like, I feel like fear has a negative, people are like, oh, fear, that's like negative. I think we need to use fear to actually help motivate us. When we are feeling fear, like lean into it, embrace it, because we become the most amazing, magnificent person on the other side of it. And so just, lean into doing the scary things in life, learn to embrace fear and not be scared of it.
So interesting. I'm recalling now, which is probably about 2 months ago when you and I first met, and you're telling me your story and some of the things you did, and I'm like, you're fearless. And you go, oh, I'm not fearless. I am fearless when I charge forward, but it's because I choose to embrace the fear, I think, and not run from it. And all the big things that you described in your business, first of all, from starting it to getting up, having the partner, and then getting being a location, hiring a bunch of staff, learning how to do that, learning how to market it, and then even having the courage to go into the bank and get a loan and sell it. All of that, I'm quite sure. Well, I don't want to speak for you, but you probably had a few butterflies, but you acted anyway, right? You embraced the fear, because that's every step that I just described, I think, on the other side of you saying, okay, I'm going to go anyway, that resulted in big growth, right? Or big outcomes.
Yes, I don't like when I feel fear, I don't like, I feel like it controls me and I don't want to be controlled by anything. And so I purposely want to do whatever it is that I'm afraid of. That's what I'm doing. And most of the time, everything, if you think of where you are right in life and what you're doing right now, the one thing that you're choosing not to do is like probably the one thing that's actually holding you back, but you're living that fear. And so if you just are like, you know what, when you think about it, fear is just, it's just, you're afraid of the emotion you're going to feel if you do fail, but like, it's just an emotion, right? So like, if I start a business and I lose $10,000, I'm probably going to be sad and disappointed, but those are just emotions and you can deal with an emotion. Like you can handle that. And so I think if you just take the power out of fear and be like, no, I'm going to do it. I can handle that emotion. I can handle that consequence, whatever it is, I'll figure it out and just go for
it. Very cool. So, I'm having a little conversation in my head. Should I say it or not? I'm going to let the cat out of the bag just a little bit, because if you're watching this, if you're watching this and you're encouraged to reach out to Carrie or see what it might be like to be mentored by her or something like that. I mentioned early on, there's going to be a book and it's not, first word's not even written, but one of the suggested title is Fearless Prosperity, which I love. Fearless Prosperity describes you. So I'm very impressed. So hopefully that's the title. You can go look it up at Amazon and maybe it'll be there, or just look up Carrie's name. And if we change it, there'll be something else. But Carrie, I've really enjoyed our conversation. I'm sure you've inspired a lot of people, which was my goal for this interview. So thank you so much. Why don't you tell people how they can connect with you?
Yes, thanks, Jim. You can look me up on my website, which is the SD Launch Academy. You can also follow me online on Instagram at Carrie Jo Patterson.
Carrie Jo Patterson. That's right. We have to put in Carrie Jo because there's another Carrie Patterson, just like there's quite a few Jim Palmers. Anyway, oh my gosh, Carrie, thank you so much. What a fun interview. And you've got such a bright future ahead. I'm really proud of you.
Oh, thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me.
You are so welcome. So folks, connect with Carrie. Look her up, Carrie Jo Patterson on Instagram. Look for her book on Amazon at some point if you're watching this in the future. And I would connect with her for sure. And if you want to connect with me, my website is getjimpalmer.com. But that's it. That's episode 600, our 600 podcast. I never thought I'd do 600 when I started this podcast so many years ago. But that's it. Until this week, another fantastic interview. I am Captain Jim Palmer. I am the Dream Business Coach, and you take good care.
Now it's time to go implement what you've learned. Great ideas are nice, but results only happen through action and implementation. So stay focused. Kick all distractions to the curb.
Sleep a little less if you have to.
And create your dream business now so you too can live your dream lifestyle. To learn about building your dream business, join Jim's free Dream Business Facebook community at dreambizgroup.com. That's dreambizgroup.com. See you next week for more Dream Business Radio.